So after Mishnah Vayter, Masech Tishkalim, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Para, the Para Aduma. V'Sarah Mishtaleach, that's the Sarah Lazazel that was thrown off the mountain on Yom Kippur. V'Loshen Shel Zahiris. And the strip of red wool. What is this strip of red wool? When the Para Aduma was burnt, so there was a bundle. The bundle had Eitz Eres, cedar wood, Azov, different stalks of grass, and a strip of red wool to tie the bundle together. All these things, Bon Mitrimus Alishka, came from the money that they took from the chamber where the Machzis HaShekels were brought. So this ends the list of the things that were purchased directly from the Machzis HaShekel, from the money that was taken 3 times a year and put into the baskets. Now we go to a different list. Kevesh Para, the ramp for the Para Aduma. You may ask, why did the Para Aduma need a ramp? Well, the answer is when they brought the Para Aduma from the Har Abayis to Har HaZeisim, they built a very complicated double bridge, one on top of the other. The double-layered bridge would protect them from any possible tumah that they may not know about that's underneath. The Kevesh Sarah Mishtaleach, as well as the ramp that was used to move the Sarah Mishtaleach. The Sarah Mishtaleach that goes down the mountain on Yom Kippur. So where was the ramp? Why did it need a bridge? Well, they actually had a bridge going from the Beis HaMikdash until outside of the city. Why? Well, the Yidden from Bavel, they would rip its hair. They would scream and say, goodbye, goodbye, get it away. Don't leave our Chatoyim over here. They were so over-anxious. They mamish got in the way. So they had to build like this ramp. They shouldn't be able to get to it. They should be able to get to Sarah Lazazel to its destination without anyone pulling out its hair. So the money for this ramp also came from this next list. We'll soon see where this money is coming from. Vayter Zok to Mishnah, V'Loshen Sheben Karnav, and the strip of wool that was tied between the goat's horns. Again, we're talking about the goats on Yom Kippur. Now, one strip of red wool was placed on the head of the goat that was Lazazel, and the other on the neck of the one that was going to be the carbon. Even though really it was placed on the head of the Sar Lazazel, the Mishnah calls it the piece of wool between its horns, because right before he threw the goat off the cliff, the Ish Iti, he was the person in charge, he would divide the piece of wool. He would tie half between the goat's horns and half to the rack. So this red strip, which was a simen of chait, would turn white. Everybody would see, and they would have a tremendous simcha, because this showed them that the Eibishter was meichel them on their averis. Vayter says the Mishnah, the amas hamayim. This was like a cut-out thing in the ground. Some say it was a pipe that ran through the azara with water, and they used it for water to wash the floor of the chatzar. So, of course, this required money. You have to keep fixing it. You have to maintain it. As well as v'chayma se'ir, the walls of the city of Migdalaisel and its towers. V'chol tzarchi y'ir, whatever the city needed. That includes, explains the Batanura, digging wells and ditches, paving the streets, maintaining the marketplaces, protecting the city. All of this, boin came. Now let's listen to these words carefully. Meshiyore halishka, from what was left in the lishka. Not from the trumas halishka, not from the coins that were put in the basket. Rather, it came from shiyore halishka. What does this mean? It means from the money that was left in the room that never made it into the baskets. The money that was left there after the Torah took out the coins that he needed to purchase the karbonei sibur in those baskets. So far, we have two lists. We have the Karbonas Tzibur, the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, and so on. The Ketores, all of that was taken from the money in those baskets. That's called Truma Salishka. Same is true for the Para Aduma and the Sarya Mishtaleach, and the red thread that tied the bundle of the Para Aduma, because these were all considered Tzairach Karbon, either the carbon itself or something that was necessary for the carbon itself. Now, even though the Para Aduma, the Maisa, wasn't shechted in the Azara, so it's not really the type of carbon that the other karbanas are, but it still came from the Trumas Halishka itself, because the Torah refers to it as a chatas. What about the Sorah Mishtaleach that was thrown off the mountain? That wasn't either a carbon. Well, because you had to buy two Seirim, two goats, and there was a Geirul, you didn't know which one would be the Geirul Hashem. So both were potential karbonis. And therefore both would be purchased from the Truma Salishka itself. But these other things, like the ramps, the walls of the city, fixing the water, all of that wasn't considered a tzairach for a karbon itself. And Memela, it didn't come from the Machzus HaShekel that got to go into the basket. It came from the Shkolim that were left over after we took those first Shkolim. Literally, Shiyari Alishka, the Shkolim that were left in the room. This is how the Baal Tanura learns. There are other Pshatim, but we are learning according to the way that Rav learns. The Mishnah concludes, Abishol says, Kevesh Parah, the ramp for the Parah Aduma, now that didn't come from the leftover Shkolim. Rather, Kehanim Gedoilim Oysen Oysen Mishal Atzma, the Kehanim Gedoilim, they would make that from their own money. However, the Baal Tanura says that the Halach is not like Abishol. So quickly, Chazag Ova, we learned in our Mishnah, we said the Parah Aduma, the Sari Mishtaleach, the red wool that ties the things together for the Parah Aduma, the cedar wood and the grass, all that comes from the Trumas Halishka itself, from those coins that went into the baskets. On the other hand, the ramp for the Parah Aduma, we explained it was a double ramp. That's how they took the Parah Aduma from the Harabayis to Harazesim. That would prevent any unknown Tumah to affect it. The ramp for the Sarah Mishtaleach, a special ramp because the Bavliim were so anxious they would rip the hair out saying, get it away, they had to mamish build a bridge. And the wool that was tied to the Sayer, the water that ran through the Azara, walls of the city and its towers, the digging of wells, wherever it took to hire security for the city, all of that came, Meshiyari Alishka, from what was left in the chamber, from the Shkolim that were left and didn't make it into the baskets. Although Abishol says that the ramp for the Parah Aduma was built by the Kehanim Gedolim themselves, but the Baal Tanura told us that the Halacha is not like Abishol.